Over the next 20 minutes, you're going to get an inside look as to what it's like to run not one, not two, but five podcasts. Now, of course, Danny doesn't run five podcasts now. He runs just one very simple podcast that generates him revenue and clients for his business. He's went from interviewing people to showcase his business to interviewing people as a service as well. And this is something that any business owner can do. So over the next 20 minutes, you're gonna learn how Danny did it. But the first question we need to start with is, why did he launch this podcast to begin with? So let's find out. Danny Delvecchio, thank you for being here, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've been waiting for the ask.
Oh, this is the elusive client interview, folks. We don't just interview anybody. Since we have their attention for 30 seconds, let's start with that. Why did you start a podcast?
Many reasons, I feel like. So number one is because I've done podcasts in the past, right? So this is not my first attempt at a podcast. This is my fourth attempt at a podcast. And I've had some podcasts that have done really well in the past. I had one that we were able to get half a million listeners. Listeners, downloads. I was number one in iTunes TV film category at the time. So that was one reason. I wanted to get back into it. It's a medium that I love. It's my first foray into content creation at all was podcasting. Before social media, before videos, the first thing that I ever did was podcasting. Let's see, what else? I wanted to showcase what I was doing for my clients. That was the main reason, right? Is I wanted to showcase the thing that I was doing really successfully for my clients, which was helping them to create short form video content. So the podcast started as me making one short form video with a client. That was the idea. It was like, hey, I'm going to kind of show people the behind the scenes of how I work with a client and we make one really good short form video. And then I realized that it didn't really work.
Why don't I pause you? Yeah. In what way did it not work? And we'll talk about what did work.
Yeah. So basically, I had a person on the podcast who was very creative, very successful coach, consultant, big, you know, good following on LinkedIn, good community of people, and really super creative though. And when I was working with him, I was trying to put him into this very structured framework, right? And he reached out to me, I don't know, maybe like a week after we recorded the episode. And he was like, I really appreciate that you brought me on and that you had me and like you really were prepared, but I hate the thought of that piece of content going out. And I was like, really? So tell me, I'm like, what, you know, I was like, elaborate a little bit about what's going on. And he's just like, it didn't feel like me. I felt like I was under pressure. And he's like, I had some technical difficulties going into it, which is not your fault. But I was like, okay, I need to understand that not everybody can fit inside like a very specific framework or a very specific box. And some people who are just like super creative need to just be super creative because that's who they are, right? What I realized also is that content changed a lot in the last 6 months. The way that people are consuming content has changed a lot. And they're getting away from what I call the lecturer style video, where people are speaking directly to camera and they're given their top three tips on how to do X, Y, Z, right? That type of content is slowly being phased out. And the fly on the wall, I'm in watching a conversation unfold from the distance, is the type of content that has been working. So you've been onto something for a long time.
I won't take credit. I did make there was something.
No, so and it was funny because I was looking through Hormozy videos because I was trying to look for two examples, and I was like, I was using Hormozy because people are recognize his content or whatever. So I was looking for two examples, one of this kind of lecturer style and one of this more laid back podcast style content, right? And I had to hunt back pretty far to find a video where Hormozy was talking directly to camera. Everything is clips. Everything is clips of interviews. So I was like, all right, instead of taking this path where we allow one person to create one video and we, you know, we give them a framework, and although it's not scripted, there's still like some rigidity inside this framework to, hey, let me just ask these people like some really powerful questions and then let them create multiple clips from that episode versus, again, just getting one clip. So the first recording with this gentleman was about 20 something minutes long to get the one video. And then we did an 18 minute video and we got 9 clips, and like 9 good ones too. Like, cause after a while, like getting clips from podcasts and stuff can be kind of hard because like, there's only so many like really good ones. But when you kind of merge it with the short form strategy that I was already doing with my clients, where it's like, we're trying to make every single one a good video. It's like, I can jump around and ask questions. And I'm like, you know, I do kind of shifty things like, hey, I'm going to shift gears here. or I do something like buy or sell. And I'll ask them like multiple questions on like buy or sell that are like hot topics in their industry. So like, I am building my podcast to specifically get really good clips for social media, which is ultimately what I do for my clients, which is I interview them and I give them clips for social media. So it is essentially just a showcase of exactly what my service is.
So would you say that this new podcast has changed your business?
Yeah, it has changed the way.
Influenced, at least, I would say, right?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. So I have moved away from that, you know, again, lecturer style content where people are speaking directly to the camera, and moved people more into, you know, this kind of candid podcast style of content where people are just involved in listening as a fly on a wall in a conversation that people are having.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this is not to say that content doesn't work, right? It does totally work.
It does.
People do it. Huberman Lab is that, but just for 2 hours, right? So there's podcasts where people literally talk to the camera for 2 hours, and that is the entire podcast is them telling you what to do, right?
Plus every YouTube video is that.
Yes, right? And now, well, it's so funny to watch the trends shift. Now we're back to no editing, right? And now is hyper editing, right?
Yeah.
But listen, I'll just keep us at home in this LinkedIn / B2B business world of attracting clients online. What is the, which you'll agree with, the content that speaks to somebody? Like, that's what works. It's not video or text or audio or image or carousel, or it's just, does this make sense? And then is somebody maybe changing their mind? Like, that's really it, right? Like, it all works. Talking to the camera works, podcast style works, text works, image works, but it's content dependent as to where it works and how it works, right? But that's really interesting. Do you find, though, that some people can still do the full on talking to the camera content, and that is actually better than podcast style for them?
Yes, I have clients that are better suited to do that style of content. Like I said, I think both of those two styles work, right? I think what's nice about the podcast style content is that in order to do the other style, what I call lecturer style, where you are, like I said, directly talking into the camera, that takes a lot of practice to get good at. Like, that's not something that you can get good at overnight. Like, that's something that you kind of, there's nuances to it and you need to understand how to, you know, change up your tone and you need to understand how to pause and like how to, you know, and there's some different editing techniques that need to be used in that, right? So it is a very different style and it takes a lot more getting used to. Whereas the other style doesn't really require you to have any practice. Like you can be really good on video without ever having made video before when you do it in that style, because you're essentially just having a conversation.
Yeah. And it's comfortability as well, because it's, you can put somebody can be comfortable with you or I, but once they get on a call with us and then we're doing a formatted question and answer to get content, everything has to be comfortable. So you can't just have people who you trust. No, the format has to be comfortable for them too. And the questions have to be comfortable and the topics have to be comfortable. And this is what I've found in our work too, hundreds and hundreds of podcasts. I have suggested what I would call, you call lecture, I call solo style content. I have suggested it. People always ask about it and I will give them a framework. The amount of people that actually do it, it's very, very few and far between. And the people that do it, they have this almost, it's like anxiety doesn't exist to them.
I get that.
They can just talk to a camera, which is not natural to do, because that's not what we're ever, when in your life are you talking directly to a camera? When have you done that for 100 hours or 1,000 hours? Like people don't do it, right? Yeah. Even though they have phones, but they still don't do it. So that's what I found too. So I fully echo this. Now, is 1/3 of my content strategy supposed to be solo? Absolutely. It's very powerful. But to your point, how do you do it, right? How are you going to do it? If you're a YouTuber, it's every week or twice a week. So, if we're coming back to the business owner, right? All right. What can a business owner do when it comes to video content? Be in a comfortable setting, the format with somebody you're comfortable with, then you will get content that makes you being comfortable, like me and like you and I are right here in this conversation. Everybody can feel that, right? So if you have those things and you have your own framework for it, which, you know, maybe we may even get into, which is how to get somebody comfortable to record that style of content. But that's why doing it by yourself is so difficult. And we've both found this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did it by myself for many years, right? So obviously I've had a lot of practice. So now I can easily do a 20-minute YouTube video solo and not have a problem doing it. But like, if you asked me to do that 5 years ago, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Right. Like, no chance.
And but, also regular podcasting doesn't even get you good at that. You know, if you're doing conversational podcasts like we had, you had your show was like a co-hosted show, right? The big one you have.
Yes, it was a co-hosted show. And then the last podcast that I did was also an interview podcast. And then my buddy was like, hey, you should start dropping solo episodes. So I started dropping solo episodes. However, it was audio only. I wasn't doing video, right? Because you had to tell me that I had to talk to camera by myself. Oh, there was no way. There was no way I would have done that. Like, even though that was like around the same time that I started doing short form video, like there's no way that I could have sat down and done a 10, 15 minute solo podcast episode by myself. Now, could I do that? Absolutely. And be comfortable on camera doing it? For sure. But even myself, like just today, I was like, you know what? I'm walking around outside and I'm like, I'm going to film a video. And I had the idea. I knew exactly what I wanted to say. But I was like, oh, I'm going to one take it. Right. So like, look, anytime you want to try to one take it, obviously, you know, you're probably not going to get it right on the first try. You know, maybe some people, Ryan Musselman, that guy is a freaking machine. Sorry. Shout out to Ryan Musselman. That guy's a machine. Right. I've never seen anything like it before. He just one takes every video and gets it perfect every time. I have another client, Mel. She does the same thing. So shout out Mel Foxstar. But me, no. And I literally took a screenshot of it because I think I did about 14 takes or something like that before I got the video perfect to what I wanted in that time frame or whatever. And it still wasn't perfect. Like you, but I was like, I messed up at the end, but I'm gonna leave it in because the rest of it was good enough. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's like just this level of like anxiety and stress that kind of disappears when you don't have to like feel pressured to sit in front of the camera. And it's just like, oh, I'm going to spend an hour with Danny today, hanging out and answering questions about my business. Like,
yes. And where do you get the best content, right? It's going to be on a Zoom call that you're not even, you might have a note taker on it, but like, it's going to be when you go and meet with somebody locally, you go meet up with Nat Berman or Adam Thomas or, you know, whoever, or you go, I go to a coffee shop with a realtor, you know, and I'm just talking. That's the best content. Now, it's not being recorded, but that's where you get it. And that, because that's where you're not trying to create great content. You're just answering the question,
right.
You know?
Right.
So to your point, that's the setting that we create with Podcast Principles, where we help you do the whole, that's what the strategy is for, is to get you in the right medium to do it, right? That's what you do with your clients. You get them, you figure out, is it podcast style for this guy? Or is this person a psychopath who could just do 1 minute after 1 minute and it's perfect? They exist. Now,
they exist.
There's not many out there, but they do exist, right? Yeah. But yeah, Ryan, right? Or like, yeah, and sometimes I'll have it, you know, sometimes I won't. But yeah, I did 10 videos for a series. And they were supposed to all be 90 seconds, right? The editor, he's like, hey man, this one's 4.5 minutes. He's like, I'm just gonna try, you know. And then he figured it out. But I can't even do that, dude. Like, I can't even do time limits. Like, even that, like, this is the only time. If you have a time limit for me with content, it's going to have to be 30 minutes or like an hour.
Yeah.
But what's the limit? That's why I also don't get that. Like, I've just came to this conclusion, which I bet you agree with, which is like, people probably say this to you all the time, Danny. They probably say, where do I record? Should I do it? Do I need like a webcam, a phone? Like, do I do it in my office? Should I?
All the time.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't. If the results were different, I would be able to tell you, because I've been doing this for 7 years. There's content that I record in a beautiful podcast studio with Lumix 4K cameras, with Bob, all these mics, way better than this even looks right now. That gets this many likes, this many impressions, this many leads. Then I make a text post about video content that gets the same amount, right? So it's like, it doesn't matter the medium, in my opinion. What do you think about that, since you've been doing this for so long?
Yeah, I do think that it does make sense to change up your scenery when it comes to video, because I think what happens is if you're in the same place every single time and people are used to seeing you in that same exact place every single time, they will see a video and like their mind goes to, oh, I've seen this before.
Yes.
And they skip to the next one, right? So like, that's why I have been doing some videos where I'm walking around my neighborhood. I have some videos right here with this background. I have some videos where I'm still in this room. I just do a little bit of a different angle. I do some videos where I do a green screen and I have myself in front of like an image or an article or something like that. Or I've got some now where I sit on my stoop outside. So it is good to change up the scenery a little bit. But like that matters so much less than, you know, what the message of the content is and the hook and all the other things that are more important.
So, and we'll get back to the podcast, but this is really good. So, and I think we do this differently. So this is why I'm really interested in this. How do you figure out how to, in a sense, tell somebody what to say or what they should talk about when it comes to their business? Like, do you have a framework? Do you use like ChatGPT? Do you like analyze their content? Like, how do you help somebody help themselves say the right thing on video? I always hate to leave you hanging on a question at the end of the episode, but this time it just made more sense. So next week, we're going to bring you the behind the scenes of Danny's business, not just his podcast, not just his own content, but his 16-page GPT prompt that is literally as he says, the secret to creating great video content for his clients. So don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for tuning into this one. We're going to see you next week for part 2.